This is Dakota Daybook for August 23rd. Potpourri, a mixture of dried flowers, herbs, and other plants, has been used for centuries to provide fragrance in people's homes. In the United States, potpourri was not well known during most of the 20th century and was not mass-produced. It either had to be homemade or purchased at small specialty stores. Potpourri began to become popular amongst the wealthy in the 1970s and slowly began to enter the mainstream in the 1980s. Potpourri became especially popular after the introduction of potpourri pots in the mid-1980s, which allowed someone to simmer potpourri in water over a stovetop or a candle. On this date, in 1989, the Bismarck Tribune reported that Dick Gerlach of Bismarck was taking advantage of the sudden popularity of potpourri. The 80-year-old Mr. Gerlach harvested the petals from his 87 rose bushes to make potpourri, which he sold at the downtown Bismarck gift shop, The Plum Tree. Mr. Gerlach began growing roses in 1949. When all his roses were in bloom, he could pick about 40 roses a day. His roses became so well known that rose grower Jackson and Perkins Company in Oregon had a photo of Mr. Gerlach's roses in their office. Mr. Gerlach's daughter, Dee Meisner, came up with the idea to enter the potpourri business, so Mr. Gerlach started to save rose petals in the late summer of 1987. He dried them on a screen in his basement, added drops of scented oils, and bagged them up with a handwritten tag for each bag. Mr. Gerlach's potpourri was a hit. He came up with 6 different scents. Along with his daughter, he also sold handmade dollhouses and doll clothing sewn by his daughter. Gerlach was born in 1908 in Germany and grew up with roses. He immigrated to Bismarck in 1928 and worked as a tinsmith, founding his own sheet metal and air conditioning business in 1932. Mr. Gerlach was very involved in the Bismarck community as a charter member of the Bismarck Lions Club, Plainsmen, and Bismarck Shrine Club. Mr. Gerlach passed away in 2002 at 93 years old. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.